The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
In the last episode of The Hawk Chronicles.
One of yours? What do you mean, one of yours?
We ran a DNA search and got a hit. His DNA matches a man who went missing about the time Jerome Parks appeared during the war.
Do you have any information on this man?
It says here that he has a degree in applied physics, a PhD in fact.
Do you think it's possible that he's traveling to Denmark to get the help he needs?
We can't think of any other reason.
So, how did Parks end up with the bomb blueprint and von Langer's research?
That's where we need a good detective on the ground.
Me? Me? In Denmark? The STIP. You want me to fly to Denmark in the STIP?
Hopefully we'll see you maybe Thursday night.
Said Sims card in my possession. Just sign the chain of custody and I'll be on my way.
I'll make a quick copy here. Take it to evidence.
Detective Hawk?
Yes, Captain.
I'm glad to see you're finally going to take some of that leave time you've accrued.
Pierman, everything for the weekend has been approved.
Be here by 8 p.m. And Kate?
Yes?
Be ready to change your life forever, Kate. Be ready.
And now, episode 15. The journey begins. The table was set. Set for my first journey in the STIP. The rest of that day, I pored through the photos, looking for anything unusual. Not to say that plans for an atomic bomb weren't unusual. Thursday dragged by. I spent the rest of the day cleaning up loose ends to my cases. Jim's case was an easy one. A homeless man trying to build a campfire in an abandoned tenement house. While he was busy with that, I studied maps and read up on the history of the Danish underground. Based on the Tuborg STIP photo, I concentrated on the Hellerup region of Denmark. From what I could gather, the Danes worked closely with British intelligence. Most of their efforts were getting downed pilots to Sweden, where the RAF would transport them back to England. I had a feeling that it was going to be a busy weekend. At 8 p.m., I was pulling into Pierman's warehouse.
Kate, so good to see you.
Pierman.
Kate, this is my assistant, Ginger. Ginger, this is Detective Kate Hawk.
Nice to meet you, Detective.
Please, call me Kate.
And please, you can call me Ginger.
Ginger, it's nice to meet you.
Do you have your luggage, Kate?
Just one small bag.
Well, she travels light. I like that.
Shall we? So, Kate, are you ready for this?
I'll tell you what I told my jump master when he asked me the same question on my first jump.
And what was that, Kate?
I told him, I'll let you know when I land.
Well, I can assure you that this is much safer than skydiving.
It's safer than driving here.
Trust me, skydiving is safer than driving here.
Ginger will be your handler for this trip. I will be staying back to follow up on leads. If I find anything worthwhile, I'll contact you. Good luck.
Thanks, but I'm seriously hoping there's no luck involved in space travel.
Kate, if you'll do the honors. Central, this is Martin State with Roosevelt, ready for transfer.
Roosevelt, stand by for landing clearance, pad 19.
Roger. Hold on to this bar, but don't worry, it should be a smooth ride. You'll hear some loud sounds as the STIP energizes and launches.
Transfer sequence initiated in 3, 2,
here we go.
1.
I could be at home right now. Eating crabs on the deck, looking out at the chop tank. Am I crazy?
Roosevelt, all clear, pad 19 for egress.
Roger, thank you. Well, you landed.
Yeah, I'm ready for this.
Welcome to Central Control.
I'm speechless, and that's rare. It's huge in here, and all of these connecting catwalks. So many different levels of them.
We're in the small to medium STIP pad area. More central are the larger STIPs, like the one you'll be taking to Denmark. Now, if you ever get disoriented, follow the yellow markers to the main control area. When you're traveling to your STIP, look for the pad numbers on the small placards.
Like following hotel room markers.
Exactly.
This is incredible. It is so enormous in here. Ginger, what are all those down there?
Those are decommissioned STIPs. From time to time, their counterparts on your side are destroyed or in bad repair, so we remodel them for a new site.
Like that English Blue Police public call box.
Yes, we used them exclusively in the 60s, but they've been replaced by red ones.
I'd love to tell Jim about that one. Listen, Pierman told me that your general population is just as much in the dark about us as we are about them. How are you disguising something this big?
Our shell is the largest building in the metro area. At 65 stories, it's about 10 stories higher than the Washington Monument. The outer perimeter is occupied by legitimate government offices, many occupied by workers unaware of what lies in the core of the building.
You mean everyone in an office with a window?
Exactly. Many areas are restricted personnel only, so no one really questions what's behind keyed access doors. They know there is a research and development lab somewhere, which explains the occasional rumble or muffled hiss when one of the big STIPs leaves or arrives.
So what's this?
This is a card access point. It's to help prevent unauthorized entrance. Since you don't have access yet, I'll key you in as a visitor.
Will I be issued one of these?
I'm taking you to in processing now. We'll get you into the system, issue you your credentials.
And my own laser pistol?
No, Kate. All weapon issues come from another section.
That's okay. I've got my own.
Excuse me?
I bought it in a pawn shop. Just kidding.
Susan, this is our new IDF recruit, Detective Kate Hawk.
Detective Hawk, we've been expecting you this evening. If you could please look over these and verify that the information is correct.
Okay, let's see. Date of birth, location, current address. Seems to be pretty thorough. Next of kin, sister, and father, Horace Hawk. Special Agent Horace Hawk.
And might I say how sorry we are about your father's current internment?
Why is he still there? Why can't you people get him out? I don't understand.
Kate, this is just admin. I know you're frustrated, but these people can't help. Be patient. We're working on a plan now.
Now isn't soon enough. It should have been done a year ago. Your year ago. My 5 years ago. This looks correct.
Thank you. Now please step up to the red line on the floor. Look here. Hold it. And that looks good. Are you happy with this photo?
Well, I've looked better, but I've certainly looked worse.
Please use this swab for a DNA sample. I'm sure you know how it's done.
But you obviously have my DNA. How was I able to open the door?
The STIP found enough markers from your father to allow access. However, we'll need a good sample to program your accessory items to include any weapons for the future.
Okay, here you go.
Thank you. This will only take a second.
Von Longer had a laser pistol with him. How was he able to use it?
As I understand it, he was using a low-grade guard's pistol. He probably got the DNA off the guard in the same way he did from your father to operate the STIP. From here, we'll go to the briefing room. Our controller will brief you on the latest information for your mission.
Controller? You mean the little guy who scared the life out of me on the roof?
Yes, but don't say anything about his stature. He's a little sensitive about it.
Okay, Detective, here's your ID badge. Please display it promptly whenever you are in the building. The barcode is your key. It will give you access to the locked doors and security checkpoints. If it fails to open a door or permit you access to an area, it means your security clearance isn't high enough. This symbol at the bottom left contains your DNA sample. It's used to make a positive ID.
Like if I get vaporized by a HEP.
Well, Detective, I'm hoping you're smart enough not to walk through a deadly force field, but yes, it will assist in identifying you if you're not incinerated. You can also wave it in front of the lock panels and doors for quicker access.
Thank you. I think.
Okay, follow me and we'll get you down to the briefing room.
So, how did you get involved in all of this?
I was recruited out of college. I majored in computer science and developed quite a knack for coding.
Ah, which means you probably have quite a knack for decoding, aka hacking.
I prefer the term security breaching.
Hacking.
And decrypting. Here we go. Would you like to try your card?
Why not? I have a knack for swiping cards. Oh, good grief. This looks more like a high-security telecom room.
Very good. That's exactly what it is.
Well, Detective Hawk, we meet again.
Controller, I'll try to be less hysterical this time.
Well, given the circumstances of our meeting, I think you handled yourself quite well. Did you enjoy your first STIP ride?
Pierman was right.
It was more like riding a noisy elevator. What's all of this?
Our large main screen tracks the location of active STIPs, not only here, but around the universe. Each one of these operators is like an ATC. Each has different sectors for which they are responsible. Any calls for assistance are also handled by them. Should the need arise, I get involved.
And these banks of computers?
These are for the main controllers. Once a STIP is on location, they handle communications. They are highly trained operatives themselves. It's very similar to NASA operations when astronauts are used to communicate with their peers in space.
Now that's something that doesn't make sense. Why do you still have NASA when you can zip off to any planet at a moment's notice?
Well, the politics of who is in and who is out of the loop is a bit much to delve into right now. Come, follow me to the briefing room.
Now this looks more like a briefing room. I see you've got some materials on the desk. Are these for me?
Yes.
Well, I've been trying to find out what I can about the area around Hellerup. I know it's just north of Copenhagen and not far from where we think Parks' B-17 went down.
Prior to the German invasion, we established a pad using the Tuborg Beer Tower. From there, we had quick access to the southern coast of Sweden and, of course, Copenhagen.
I read where the Danish resistance was more or less peaceful, except for a small band of extremists, who worked with British Intel's Baker Street Irregulars. They mostly ferried down pilots to southern Sweden. Are you thinking this is where Parks met up with von Langer?
That's precisely what we believe. There was enough of an overlap of time that they would have been together. In retrospect, we wondered why Parks didn't try to get back with von Langer.
Like von Langer, I'm sure he didn't know your people weren't with the Allies.
Perhaps it's one of many questions we'd like to ask him when he's finally apprehended. Something we're hoping you can do, Kate Hawk.
Sir, will there be anything else you need?
No, that will be all. Just be prepared to assist Kate's controller if required.
Sir, where did you get these photos?
Part of our intel, Kate.
No. This is my evidence. Evidence from our SIM card, which never left our custody. These photos came right from the crime scene. To Nelson. To me. Nelson. You got them from...
Hello, Detective Hawk.
Nelson?
What is Nelson's connection to the other side? What awaits Kate in Denmark as she tracks down her fugitive? Find out in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, The First Mission.